This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's not all bad. A lot of people think, you know, St. Louis is a really dangerous place to live. And we definitely have our challenges, but there's so much good going on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. We all know Mike Bush from KSDK. He's been a fixture in St. Louis media for many, many years, and he's someone I personally look up to a lot and really admire. So imagine my delight when he agreed to sit down for an interview on my show. It's always nice to meet the people you see on TV and find out that they are who you think they are. And Mike is definitely that. He's a humble, generous, gracious, and talented person. And I got to talk to him about his career here in St. Louis and some of the things he's accomplished during his time at KSDK. So let's get straight into it. I'm here with the great Mike Bush from KSDK.
Great. Oh, boy.
Mike, I really appreciate you making the time to come down to the studio. This is awesome.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So you've been in St. Louis since 1985.
Right.
So this is going to be year 40 at KSDK. That is crazy. Yeah. How does that feel?
It's really, really weird, and time goes by so fast. I remember my first day as if it were, you know, 10 minutes ago. The crazy thing to me is the people that are now, that I now am colleagues with, many of them have parents who are younger than I am. Not just them, but their parents are younger than I am. And also, when I started, so KSDK has been on the air since 1947, first TV station in St. Louis. They didn't start a nightly newscast until like 1951 or so. And the anchor for that nightly newscast was a guy named John Rodel. When I started at Channel 5 in 1985, John Rodel was still there.
Wow.
So he was a reporter on the street for a couple of years. So I got to work with the first anchor ever in St. Louis, the first nightly news anchor. And now I'm working with people whose parents are younger than I am. So 40 years just seems very odd.
So you're from Chicago, right?
Originally, yes. I haven't lived in Chicago since I left for college when I was 18 years old.
Yeah. At what point when you got to St. Louis did you really start to feel like, all right, this is my home, I belong here?
Well, it's funny because I I went to the University of Arizona, and the reason I chose that school was because I thought it was a market where maybe a young kid could get a job at a local TV station. So it was always my goal to be a broadcaster of some sort, whether it was TV or radio. And so I called the local NBC affiliate there pretty much after I arrived, and I said, I'll do anything. And at the time, they needed prerequisites from the university before you could work at a local TV station. But they took pity on me, and they let me come in, and I swept floors, and I ran the teleprompter, and I did that, and eventually got a job because of that. But my whole goal after getting that first job was work my way back to Chicago, because Chicago was my home. My parents were there. My siblings were there. So that's where I wanted to go. I went to from Tucson to New Orleans to Kansas City, and Kansas City to here. And about 3 or 4 years after I was here, I had a job offer in Chicago, and I said no.
Wow.
Because St. Louis, we just fell in love with St. Louis. St. Louis was the right fit for us. It has been home. I am very grateful that I made that decision. And, you know, this is a town that I love very much.
So you went to college with the goal of ending up at a local news station. What kind of started that desire in you that you wanted to get into the news?
You know, I can't tell you other than when I was very young. You know, I was a young kid who loved sports, and I wanted to get into sports and be a Major League Baseball player and do all that stuff. But on my Little League team, I wasn't the best player. I was okay, but somewhere along the way, I figured I'm probably not going to get to the major leagues. But my parents bought me a tape recorder when I was about 5 or 6 years old. It was a reel-to-reel tape recorder. And I used to turn down the sound because back then, Chicago Cubs games were on WGN and they were on every single day. And so the announcer was just, Jack Brickhouse was his name. The announcer was just as familiar or maybe even more familiar than the players on the field. And so he became, you know, one of my heroes. And so I would turn down the sound and I would announce into the tape recorder. And from that time, I never wavered about what I wanted to do. I just always wanted to get into broadcasting. I was a young kid who would watch the local news stations. I can tell you to this day who the local news anchors were at that time in Chicago. So that was just the goal. I didn't know which path I would take. I wanted to go into sports, which I eventually did. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do. So, I'm one of those lucky people that kind of knew what he wanted to do at a very early age.
And you started in sports. Now you're anchoring the 4, 5, and 10 o'clock?
5, 6, and
5,
10.
5, 6, sorry.
Yeah.
What did you bring from the sports world into just like regular news reporting? Or what was that transition like?
It was really not that difficult a transition. I paid attention to the news when I was in sports, but the one thing about sports is you work a lot. You know, my hours were Monday through Friday at the time, Sunday through Thursday, actually, because we did our Sports Plus show. But you always worked your off days because that's when sports happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be at the ballpark or you had to do an interview or whatever it might be. And so there's a work ethic, I think, among sportscasters to get the job done. And so I think I brought a little bit of that. You have to learn to ad lib a lot when you're a sportscaster. So I think it brought a little bit of that. And storytelling is always the number one thing, I think, for TV sportscasters or newscasters. And so when I got into news, I worked harder at it than I did in sports. Because in sports, I was also a producer. I was handling, our Sports Plus show, which was kind of the crown jewel of what we were doing at Channel 5 at the time. So I think all those things helped me when I made the transition. And it was a transition that I had been offered a few years before and turned down. But after 9/11, I remember feeling so helpless. As a sportscaster and we didn't do sports for a week or two. Mm. I don't remember how many weeks we were off. So I tried to help the news department in any way I could. But when that happened and they asked me again, I said yes.
You're so right about the work ethic with sports. Just seeing the guys around here at KMOX, yeah. guys like Kevin Wheeler and Matt Pauly and Tom Ackerman, it's just like around the clock.
It's around the clock. It's 24/7. It's crazy. People think it's, you know, it's a cush job. But even if you go to a game as a fan, and I remember because I would go to Cardinals games, I was always thinking about, ooh, that happened. I'm going to need to interview him about that, or I have to try to get that guy. He's new. I got to try to get that guy on our Sports Plus show. So it never stopped. The best thing about being a newscaster is that I can go to a game and not right. and just enjoy the game, because it didn't work that way in sport.
I bet you get stopped a lot, though, by just people being like, it's Mike Bush.
Well, I mean, that does happen. I will say that in the 1980s and 90s and early 2000s, it happened more than it does now, because less and less people are watching local television news. They're getting their news from their phones. They're getting the news from other sources. And young people today, how many young people do you know that watch a local newscast? So what local news stations are doing is that they're trying to go where the audience is. So, you know, they're going on YouTube, they're going on Instagram, we have a streaming channel that is a big emphasis for us at Channel 5. So, you know, the audience is still there, but in terms of, you know, being a quote celebrity or whatever, it's not anywhere near what it was in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
Stick around. Part two of my interview with KSDK's Mike Bush is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to the Rachel Zimmerman Show. This week, I'm interviewing the wonderful Mike Bush from KSDK. Here's part two of our conversation. Mike, when I reached out to you about doing this interview, you made me laugh because you were like, oh, I'm not, you don't want to interview me. In so many words, you said that. Do you feel uncomfortable being in the interview seat?
I just don't think I'm the story. I enjoy telling stories, and my story is not all that interesting. So I just find it much easier to be on the interviewer than the interviewee.
I understand that. I feel similarly. What do you like so much about interviewing people and telling their story?
I'm very curious. You know, a lot of the people that we interview are successful in some way, and I love finding out, you know, how they got that success and what it was. And there's a commonality there that these are people that are very focused on doing a good job, and whatever it takes to be the best, they go the extra mile, and that's what I've really found. My favorite thing to do, to be perfectly honest, is so when I moved to news in about 2002, 2003, we did the news for a year, and I would go home depressed almost every night, because when you do the news, you're talking about some really bad stuff every day. And I was finding it hard to compartmentalize. And so I finally went to the news director and I said, we need to find some balance on this newscast, because all it is bad news for people. Mm-hmm. Other than the weather and the sports, it's just bad news. So I said, I would like to start a segment called Making a Difference. And I would like to try to put a spotlight on the people who are in the St. Louis community, and really make a difference in the community. And that has become a passion for me. Tell those stories and tell them in the best way I can, and really put a spotlight on people who are truly making a difference. And the most challenging thing about that is finding those people, because those people do it out of the goodness of their heart, and it's not publicized in any way. Mm-hmm. So we kind of depend on their friends or somebody they helped, or maybe there's a local news article in Washington, Missouri, or whatever it might be, to try to find those people. And that's what I've been doing since 2003. And it is still to this day one of my great passions.
Yeah, I was going to ask how Making a Difference got started. That's really interesting that it was kind of born out of this desire to see more positive things on the air.
Yeah. And to be honest, it's partially selfish, because when you tell these stories and you see the goodness in people, when you do go home, you have that in your mind as well as sometimes the bad stuff. There's so much good going on, and there's so many good people who are trying to help others, again, just out of the goodness of their heart. And that extended eventually into the Musial Awards, which was another thing that we ended up doing, which again, it just shows the goodness in people. And I think if we can highlight that, you can show that, you know, it's not all bad. A lot of people think, you know, St. Louis is a really dangerous place to live. And we definitely have our challenges, but there's so much good going on. I've been doing the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon for almost 40 years. And back in the day when we used to go to these seminars, well, Jerry Lewis had the telethon, and we would do local cut-ins. And every year we would go out to Los Angeles or Las Vegas, wherever they were going to do the national show. About 2 weeks before the show, all 200 MCs from around the country, because it was a syndicated thing, would go to get updates from doctors and stuff to see what the latest research was and how they were progressing. And Jerry Lewis would always be there. And after a few years, people would come up to me and said, how does St. Louis raise so much money? Because we would raise more in St. Louis than they did in Chicago. And it's the generosity of St. Louisans. I have found St. Louisans to be just so generous. And, you know, if you ask them and it's a good cause and you're authentic in the way you ask them, they come through every time.
I definitely agree with that. Just I've been with the Dave Glover Show for about 8 years now. And each year we do our Operation Food Search campaign at Christmas. And every year I'm basically moved to tears by how giving people are. It is just wild.
It is amazing. And saying we're very lucky because I don't think every community is like this.
Mm-hmm. So is making a difference what you're most proud of in your career? If not that, like, what are you most proud of?
Most proud of? I do think putting a spotlight on the goodness in people is one of the things I'm most proud of. You know, we started, so one of the things that happened to me that I'm very grateful for, Frank Viverito, who was the president of the Sports Commission, and Mark Schreiber, who is now the president of the Sports Commission, they called me up one day in the early 2000s, and they said, we're hosting a dinner downtown where they're honoring great sportsmanship in the NAIA and some other organizations, sports organizations. And it's a little, you know, it was 300 people there at a downtown hotel, and they just asked me to MC the dinner. And I said, sure. After we left that dinner, I went, wow, there's some great stories here. And there was no videos, there was just pictures, and we were just honoring people. And as we kind of evolved and we tried to think of other ways to make it bigger, now it is... you know, it's a nationally televised broadcast on CBS every winter. It is, I think, one of the highlights in St. Louis in the wintertime at the Stiefel Theater where we do the Musial Awards. And we honor great sportsmanship and kindness in sports. And again, I end up going to these small towns, sometimes big towns, but mostly small towns, where someone did something unbelievable for somebody else just out of the goodness of their heart. And, you know, when you go to Stiefel Theater for the event, they put tissues on the chairs because a lot of the stories will get you to cry because it's just absolutely amazing. So I'm proud that we can put a spotlight on people who do good things. I think that's really important that when you do the news and you're talking about, you know, crime and murders and politicians who might scam somebody or whatever it might be. It's a lot of negative stuff. And sometimes it's hard to watch, let alone, you know, report on. I think it's important that you report on it because you want to keep people safe and you want them to understand what's going on in their community and you want them to act so that, you know, we can improve things. But I think we should also shine a spotlight on the people that do really good things. And so I'm proud that we're able to do that. You know, like I say, I've been doing the MDA telethon for many years. So Jerry Lewis was the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon, and it went on for many, many years. And then they stopped doing the telethon. Jerry Lewis passed away. But the families in St. Louis came to me and said, you know, this is a day that means a lot to us. It's Labor Day weekend. People would come to Grant's Farm, families who had muscular dystrophy, which is an umbrella term for 40 neuromuscular diseases. So it affects a lot of families. And the camaraderie that they have on that day is very important to them because they support each other. And so they asked me to continue it. So now we have a local telethon. Jerry Lewis isn't there, and we don't have National helping us. So that I'm also proud of that because I think we and that with the generosity of St. Louisans we do some good for St. Louis.
It's also really cool that you have the flexibility with KSDK to do all of this stuff.
Yes. And you know, I'm so grateful for their support, because doing a telethon, which is now, we do it in prime time on a Sunday night on Labor Day weekend at Grant's Farm. There's not a lot of general managers, TV stations who are struggling to, keep the income coming. And they're not making any money when they do a telethon. So I'm Alicia Elsner is our general manager, and she is very supportive of doing important things in the community.
So this is year 40 at KSDK. Mm-hmm. What do you think has been the secret to your longevity there?
I don't know. I try to come to work every day and do just the best job that I can. The truth is, I think I've been able to surround myself with really good people. I think, one of the things about when you do TV news, even though it might be my face out there, there's so many people who have helped me get to that point to get that newscast on the air or that story on the air. And they're all so talented. And through the years, you know, I got to Channel 5 and my co-anchors when I was doing sports were Dick Ford and Karen Foss, who are legends in St. Louis. And they were always very kind to me. And then in sports, I was able to hire people like Frank Cusimano and our producer, Andy Moeller. And you may remember, if you were here in the 90s, Trey Wingo, he was in Binghamton, New York, and I was able to bring him to St. Louis. He eventually went on to many, many years at ESPN, and Matt Weiner, a St. Louisan, after Trey left, we brought him in. He went on to ESPN, and producers and assignment editors and unbelievable photographers and editors. And it's just, if you surround yourself with good people and you try to take advantage of their talents, I think that helps your longevity as well.
Mike, how long do you want to keep doing this?
It's a good question. That's a dilemma in my head every single day. I don't know the answer to that. There are days, with the bad stuff going on, that one of my biggest problems in life is I'm an insomniac. Mm. And sometimes I take the bad stuff home and have a hard time falling asleep. And when I'm on vacation, I sleep a lot better. So I don't know the answer to that, but I'm 67 years old, almost 68. And so it's coming to the time where I have to make a decision, or they make the decision for me, the way TV stations are struggling these days. Who knows? But I would say 5 years from now, I will have been retired for a while. So
don't go anywhere. The third part of my conversation with Mike Bush is up next on The Rachel Zimmerman Show. Thanks for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Now, the final part of my interview with Mike Bush from KSDK. We were talking before we cracked the mics that, you kind of have a different thing you're doing every day. It is news. It's unpredictable. Some days you're doing some things, some days you're doing others.
Right.
As best as you can, what is a typical day like for you?
Well, the Making a Difference segment is kind of a priority for me. So I'm the one who finds the story, sets up the story, goes out on the story, and then the way it works when you go out on a story is you come back, and then I have to log what we say log the tape. So I have to look at all the video, and then I have to log all the sound, and then take that sound and that video. And this is one of my joys, is to blank canvas and then try to tell a story that will be meaningful to people. Because, if you don't tell a good story, just like a book or a movie or anything else you might be entertained by, or it captures your heart, then, you know, it just kind of goes by and it's just noise. So I work very hard to try to tell a good story. And so my mind is a lot focused on that. But, you know, we have to do the news of the day. And so, you know, I'm helping to write scripts and helping to, we have editorial meetings and helping to decide what goes into that newscast every single night. And making sure we're trying to find some balance. So a typical day is, I'll give you yesterday. Yesterday I went out on a story, had to be at an interview at 11:30 in the morning. We did the interview. Then I came back. I helped with some scripts for the early shows. Then we had storms. So we sat on set waiting for any storm damage reports, which never really came, fortunately. Did the 6 o'clock news, got off the 6 o'clock news, and then started working and logging the story that I did that day. And when I leave here today, I will go back to the station and I'll start to write the story that needs to be edited tomorrow for our Sunday airing.
So you do your own editing for Making a Difference?
I don't, but I do some editing.
Okay.
But I don't, those stories are more intricate than my abilities. I mean, I could do it, but it wouldn't be very good. But I work with a photographer, a photojournalist named Tom Stasiak, who is incredibly talented. And he takes my script and he makes it 10 times better than it has any right to be. So, so those Making a Difference stories are done by Tom. But I do edit almost every single day something. I mean, it's pretty basic, but it's a little something. And back in the day, you know, because of unions, everything has changed. And we still have unions at Channel 5, but we now are allowed to edit at our desks. Back then, we were not allowed to touch the editing back in the 80s and 90s. So we could not touch it. That was what photographers did.
So, Mike, you speak so highly of everyone you work with, and I think that says a lot about you. But my question is, what do you think your coworkers would say about you if I were to ask them, like, what's Mike Bush like?
I just hope they would say, you know, he works hard and he's relatively nice. you know, I try to be a good coworker. I try to support, especially the young people. One of the things that I've been asked to do at Channel 5 is mentor some of the young folks. And I really enjoy doing that, because when you get into TV news today, you don't get in because of the money, because there isn't any. They do not pay very well. You don't get in because of the hours, because the hours are terrible. You get in because you're passionate about telling stories and about informing the viewers. And so I love talking to young people who are there just because that's what they love to do. And then trying to work on, you know, some storytelling and how to make a story better. Presentation when you're on the air, you know, you want to look professional. You're coming into people's homes. They've invited you if they're watching the newscast. And so you want to look professional. And so, you know, we work on that kind of stuff. So I hope that, you know, that they would consider me an asset and someone who is, you know, relatively kind to his colleagues.
I'm certain they do. I'm sure the young people you're mentoring look up to you so much. Who was it that you really looked up to or still do currently look up to in media?
And there's so many people. The first name that would come to mind would be Bob Costas. When I first came here, you know, and I started the Sports Plus show. I went to my boss, Bill Bolster, who was the general manager of Channel 5. And, you know, I was new here and I thought it's really important that I have a presence on Sunday night for sports. And so I asked him if we could start a Sunday night sports show. And he says, why would we want to do that? We have the number one show at 10:30 on Sunday nights, Love Connection. I don't know if you remember Love Connection. You're too young, but it was a game show and a kind of a dating game show, and it was number one in the ratings at 10:30 on Sunday nights. And I begged him so much that he gave me 7 extra minutes after the 10 o'clock news to do Sports Plus. And people watched, fortunately. And then he gave me a half an hour. And then people continued to watch, fortunately. And then he gave me an hour. And then Love Connection, I think, went to some other station. So we did Sports Plus, and my goal was, if we could get big names in the studio, it would give the show some gravitas. It would, you know, anybody can interview a ball player. If you're in sports, anybody can interview a ball player at the ballpark mm-hmm. or at the arena. And I thought it would give the show some gravitas if we could get them in the studio, because that gives some credibility to the show. And the one person who always said yes to me was Bob Costas. He lived in St. Louis. And every time we had on, our ratings would go up. He was so nice. He was so generous to me. And, of course, I think he's the greatest television sportscaster that ever lived. And so I, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when I'm talking about people to look up to would be him. But there's so many others. Jack Buck was incredibly kind to me, like he was to so many other people. Even though he's younger than me, I'll tell you a story. Joe Buck, who was another really kind person and has been very nice to me, in the 90s sometime, NBC hired me to do some NFL football games. And the first one I did, it didn't go as well as I had hoped. And I was so nervous, and, you know, I didn't have a lot of confidence. And so one day I'm sitting in my office at Channel 5, and the guard calls down and says, Joe Buck is here. He would like to talk to you. And Joe was already at Fox. He wasn't the main guy yet, but he was doing a really great job. And he came down on his own. I didn't ask him, and he helped me kind of navigate, how to put my stat sheets together and who I should do as you hire as a spotter. And he was just so kind to give me tips. And so I've always been grateful to him as well. And like I say, his father was someone I looked up to very much. I used to turn down the sound when I was a kid in Chicago. I had a little transistor radio. I'd put it under my pillow, and the Cubs played during the day, so I could pick up KMOX at night, and I would listen to Jack Buck do baseball, Harry Carey too. And so to get to meet him mm-hmm. and for him to be so nice to me, that was just a thrill. That was just a thrill. So those are the kinds of names of the people that I look up to.
You know, Mike, it's interesting. You mentioned in that story, like, not having as much confidence as you would have liked and being nervous when you had that shot with the NFL. Do you ever have feelings of nervousness still? Or is it just like, oh, it's time for the 10 p.m. news. I got this.
It depends what I'm doing. I mean, I can handle the 10 p.m. news. That I don't get nervous doing that. When we do the Musial Awards, which is on national television, I guess you'd call it stage fright. I'm definitely very nervous before I go out there, and we also have like 3,000 people in the auditorium, so that's another reason to be nervous. But I'll tell you, I mean, I MC a bunch of charity events, and I, for some reason, I'm always nervous for those kinds of things. I guess live audiences, when you're doing TV news, you're speaking to a camera. In front of a live audience, I get nervous. That's just me. The confidence thing has always been a bugaboo for me. So the 10 o'clock news I can handle. Those other things, I get a little nervous.
Mike, what do you like to do with your time off?
Well, I love being around my family. I have 3 grandchildren and another one on the way, and 2 live in St. Louis. And there is nothing I like better than spending time with them. That is just fun. It's, I love my 4 children, but having grandkids is so much more fun. Because, when you're a parent, you're, you're, you know, always worried all the time about your child and making sure they have everything they need to be successful. When you're a grandparent, you can just have fun. And so I have a really good time with them. And on weekends, I love to cook. And so my job on Fridays and Saturday nights, if we're not going out, is to cook dinner. And so I really enjoy that. I like to play golf sometimes, pickleball once in a while. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try to keep busy, but there's nothing better than being with the grandkids.
This is my last question for you. Is there anything in your career you would like to either redo or relive? Like, oh, I wish I could go back to that time and either do something different or do it the exact same way.
So, the first thing that comes to mind about that, I'm sure there are many things if I really thought about it. But the first thing that comes to mind is I did the Rams play-by-play for 1 year, and they won the Super Bowl, which was great. But that year was so stressful for me because when I was offered the job to do the games, the news director at the time at Channel 5 said, "You can do it, but you still have to do Sports Plus." And so my Sundays were so stressful because I'd have to, you know, prepare for the game to do the game. And as soon as the game was over, I had to go down to the locker room, do some interviews. I had to come back to Channel 5 or fly back if we were on the road and put together some of the pieces for the games and then start writing and getting the Sports Plus ready. And it was just a bear. And so that whole year, I was just totally stressed. I didn't want to screw up the radio. I didn't want to screw up Sports Plus. And the only time I enjoyed the ride was I remember being in the booth in Atlanta right before the game and thinking, holy crap, I'm about to do the Super Bowl. So that was exciting. But everything leading up to that was very, very stressful. And that whole year was very, very stressful on me. And I would like to go back and say, just relax, buddy. This is fun. Just enjoy it. So if I could do that again, I would.
Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to come down here. It's an honor to have you on my show.
It's
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you all so much for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show here on KMOX 104.1 FM 1120 AM. Thank you again to Mike Bush for joining me. Already respected him, already thought he was really cool. And after our conversation, I just think even more highly of him. He's awesome. And St. Louis is lucky to have him on KSDK for the past 40 years. If you missed any part of the conversation, you can podcast the show on the Odyssey app or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just search for The Rachel Zimmerman Show. We would also love it if you followed us on Instagram at Rachel Zimmerman Show and follow me on Twitter at Rachel ZSTL. Would love to converse with you there. All right, guys, thanks again for listening. I hope you have an amazing weekend and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.